ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
हम सबके बीच मधुबन के आदरणीय सूरज भाई पधारे हैं।
वी हैव रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर सूरज कमिस्टर्स एंड वी वेलकम यू।
बहुत सरल परिचय माना,
अ वेरी सिंपल इंट्रोडक्शन।
समाधान स्वरूप भाई कह सकते हैं।
We can call you as the brother of solution for every problem through the medium of television. We are already know about you. You have taken Baba's knowledge in 1954 and from 1968 you have dedicated your life in this Godly University. You have been giving very wonderful service in this spiritual organization. You have been awarded as Chalukya Award. You look after the kitchen in all the three places. You continue to spread the Sakash of the Son of Knowledge and your Master Son of Knowledge. We will take some guidance for preparation to celebrate Bab Dada's meeting. Respected Brother Suraj.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sunehra Chhan.
The golden moment. We have with us now,
जबकि प्रभु मिलन की हम सभी इंतजार कर रहे हैं,
we are all waiting for God's meeting,
और सत्य तो यही है,
and the truth is,
कि बाबा भी ऊपर हमसे मिलने की इंतजार,
Baba is also waiting for meeting we children, the more love we have for him,
अनंत गुना प्यार उनका,
infinite love Baba has for us.
हम सभी इस मिलन का बहुत
Today,
प्राप्त करेंगे।
We will attain great happiness of this meeting. We will prepare ourselves.
ब्राह्मण जीवन में श्रेष्ठ पुरुषार्थ के लिए
In order to make elevated effort, I will share few things and in order to go last so fast, a very easy method will be kept in front of you, or the easy method to make your life simple.
सामने वाले भाई जरा बैठ जाएं भाई, सभी बैठ जाओ। भगवान के बने,
we have belonged to God.
संपूर्ण सत्य ज्ञान प्राप्त,
we have attained true complete knowledge, the stumbling is stopped,
satya gyan ki pehchan,
we have got the introduction of the true knowledge,
man buddhi ab sthir ho jani chahiye,
by now our mind and intellect should be stabilized. If the mind and intellect is wandering much,
सांसारिक इच्छा और तृष्णाओं के पीछे दौड़ रहा है,
एंड इफ द माइंड इज रनिंग बिहाइंड लिमिटेड डिजायर्स, देन दे आर नॉट कॉल्ड नॉलेजेबल सोल्स। वी हैव रिसीव्ड द ट्रू नॉलेज, वी हैव रीच्ड द डेस्टिनेशन,
हम इंतजार करते,
एंड वी हैव फाउंड हिम फॉर द वन होम वी हैव बीन वेटिंग फॉर। We have seen him for the one who we have been thinking about. The life has become so simple. Now I keep few things in front of you all.
सहज पुरुषार्थ से जीवन सहज बनता है।
By making easy effort, the life becomes easy. By easy lifestyle, by easy nature, yoga also becomes easy.
ये योग हमारी लाइफ को
But easy yoga makes our life very, very easy. And the method is to become the embodiment of remembrance. Amidst us, there may be Goddess Durga sitting here. There may be Goddess Saraswati sitting here, or Mahavir or Hanuman sitting here. The one who destroys the obstacles, Lord Ganesha, may be sitting here. Jagadamba, the world mother, may be sitting here. We have to recognize our elevated remembrance. We have to write Baba's words and remember. We have to make our stage elevated. Then circumstances will automatically change. Everything depends on our remembrance. Circumstances are coming to those whose stage is not elevated, where purity is not elevated, where relationships is not elevated, where self stage is not elevated. If the self stage is elevated, the circumstances will definitely change. Listen with rapt attention. It is a very beautiful supreme versions of Baba. The basis to create elevated thoughts is to stay in the self-respect. Baba has reminded us, the first remembrance, Baba says, your souls, you have destroyed the attractions of the body consciousness. The one who wants to become elevated effort makers, then we can attain everything. If we wish to attain everything, just as we other old brothers and sisters have attained, it will be possible. So it is a very simple practice to have elevated thoughts. There is nothing more in detail. We have to remember that everyone are sparkling jewels. The sparkling souls is visible in center of the forehead of each one, and if we increase this practice, then with speed the life will change. There will be sweetness in relationship, and all the other remembrances will become determined. We will have to have the practice of giving sakash. Simple remembrance, there is Sakar Baba's versions. Baba says, when you look at others as souls, remember that you are giving current to them. You are giving the current of giving Baba's remembrance, and that is called sakash. And the easy method is to have the soul conscious vision. Now everyone will begin this practice from the Laukik family. Whoever may be the companion in the business center, they also have to be considered to be souls. Let there be soul conscious stage. All are souls, very good souls, souls of the deity clan, and I too am a great soul. By having this practice, within 1 minute there will be the impact of it, and the vibrations will be spread everywhere. The atmosphere will completely change. the stage of each one will completely change. By this practice, we can also change the mentality of the other people. So now we will have a practice to be detached from this body. With this practice, our every thought becomes peaceful. Remember the secret. Pay attention once again. The more beautiful thought we create, the force of negativities will finish. So now we will have the practice of the soul. We will have a very beautiful thoughts. I, the soul, am a peaceful soul. And then we will create a thought that I, the soul, am very peaceful. We have to accept it. Now we will practice this. Now we will visualize our self soul. The sparkling soul in the center of the forehead. Very bright.
Ati tejasvi.
Extremely bright.
Keval main.
Only I.
Kuch kshanon ke liye sankalp karein.
For few moments we will create a thought.
Jaise ki hai hi.
This body is as if disappeared. I am the only sparkling jewel.
Sankalp kare.
We will create a thought. I am peaceful.
Bahut shant.
Extremely peaceful.
Mera chit shanti se bharpoor hai.
My attitude is filled with peace.
सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
संगम युग में परम पिता जी कहते
ज्ञान का दार। योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा।
बहुत सुंदर राज है,
इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सीक्रेट। बाय स्टेबलाइजिंग इन द सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज, द थॉट्स विच वी एक्सेप्ट दैट बिकम्स लाइफ। आई द सोल एम वेरी हैप्पी, वी हैव टू टेक इट वेरी डीप विद इन अस। इट इज नॉट दैट आई एम ओनली अ सोल, but I am supremely pure, I'm extremely pure. We have to accept it for ourselves. The seven virtues of the soul will easily come in one's life and the other virtues will also come within the life. We have to pay a lot of attention to look at souls, to become soul. And if you want peace,
अपने घरों में यदि आप निर्मल निस्वार्थ प्रेम चाहते,
and if you wish to have selfless love in your home,
अपनापन फील करना,
and if you want to have the belongingness feeling in your family, then there should be a very beautiful other practice. Baba has said, and many have practiced it and have a beautiful experience. I am master son of knowledge. The rays are spreading in all the parts of the body. There are spiritual vibrations and elevated vibrations being spread everywhere.
मैंने आप सभी को कई बार एक बाबा की बात याद दिलाई है।
I have shared many Baba's words many a times. So once again, you will all listen to God speaks. If you stabilize in the stage of being a master son of knowledge and give drishti to anyone, then their other bad attitudes will be finished. Teachers have to experiment it. Now one who are living in the family have to experiment it. Kumaris have to experiment it. And we also know whatever Baba has told us is completely truth. And we have to experience it. We have to know by experiencing. The biggest authority is experiencing. Any person with a bad vision will come in front of us. Anybody come with bad thinking within from us, then we will have to give them this thought and everything will be cleared. So you all have to experience this. We have to make our life simple. It is the most important thing for life. Not everyone's life is easy. It is in a confusion. Some are spending their life in tension, in fear, in some trivial matters, some in depression. The life is not easy. The one which we used to be very easily is not being done easily. There is no easiness even in relationships. We always have to remember, and every day we have to remember, write it in some point. Every day we have to read this and we have to accept it
कम करना।
वी हैव टू लेसन आवर डिजायर्स।
उन चीजों को स्वीकार कर लें जिनको हम,
वी हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दोज थिंग्स विच वी आर अनेबल टू चेंज।
दूसरों को,
ह्यूमन बींग्स वॉन्ट टू चेंज अदर्स बट वी हैव टू ब्रिंग चेंज इन अवर सेल्फ। And the one who are intellectuals, they have to know where I have to bring change in myself, where I need to change myself. I have to change my words or whether I have to change my sanskars or whether I have to change any person or change my attitude. This should be known to the self.
जो व्यक्ति अपने को जानता है उसमें अपनी कमजोरियों को भी वो महान बन।
The person who knows himself will also know about his own weaknesses.
Accept करेंगे।
So we will accept.
Expectations को कम करेंगे।
We will lessen the expectations.
एक छोटा सा संकल्प ले लें।
We will have a small thought.
वैसा ही नहीं करेगा जैसा।
Every person will not do the same as we want him to do. We have to underline this sentence.
एकदम अंतिम सीमा पर हम पहुंच गए हैं।
We have reached the end of the stage. Here the souls come to give or take some karmic accounts.
मांगनी पड़ेगी।
We need to forgive
करना पड़ेगा।
और we need to ask for forgiveness.
सिद्धांत बना ले।
So we have to make all these things the principles of life.
जन्म लेता है।
A child takes birth. As soon as he takes birth,
जन्म लेते ही heart patient.
He becomes heart patient. He is a diseased person. There is hole in the heart. He becomes diabetic. The soul has come to clear the karmic accounts. The karmic accounts has to be settled. The debt is received. We have to finish that. We should also understand the secret of the world drama and continue to accept everything. We have to lessen the expectations. And if you all wish that as I wish, I want others to be, as I wish, my companion should do the same thing. I have all the rights and therefore everyone should follow me.
और आत्मिक दृष्टि को बढ़ाने का ख्याल होना चाहिए।
Because you should have the thought to increase the self-respect and increase the stage of self-consciousness. Only then there will be the impact on others. We have to make our life very simple. So once again we will have a practice of becoming bodiless.
मैं चमकती हुई मणि।
I am a sparkling jewel।
इस धरा पर चमकता हुआ तेजस्वी सितारा।
On this earth, I am a sparkling star, a very bright star।
इस देह की मालिक।
I am the master of this body।
इन कर्म इंद्रियों की मालिक।
I am the master of the sense organs.
Mastak singhasan par virajman.
I am seated on the throne of the forehead. I am self-sovereign.
मैं मालिक हूँ मन और बुद्धि की।
I am the master of the mind and intellect.
इनको मेरा आदेश मानना ही है।
These have to obey my instructions.
देखें अपने को सिंहासन पर
विराजमान। Look at yourself sitting on the throne of the forehead.
और फील करें
एंड फील
मैं परम पवित्र हूँ.
आई एम सुप्रीमली प्योर.
मुझसे निकली पवित्र किरणें
The pure vibrations which are emerging from me is being spread in all the directions.
मुझसे फैलते हुए ये पवित्र वाइब्रेशन
The pure vibrations which are being spread is making myself and the atmosphere divine. We will visualize
in divya vibrations se
That through the forehead is completely filled with divine vibrations.
इससे brain के सभी blockages खुल रहे
हैं. The blockages in the brain is completely opened.
मेरा brain बहुत energetic, efficient हो रहा है.
My vibrations is becoming more energetic and efficient.
Om Shanti. Aaj ka sundar divas.
Today is a beautiful day and we are celebrating Shiv Jayanti.
Humme se bahuton ne इस दिवस पर
amongst us
बहुत सुंदर मुरलियां सुनी हैं.
Many have heard Baba's beautiful versions and on every Shivratri Baba opens up the secret. So this is an elevated day. We celebrate the birthday of Shiv Baba and also celebrate our own birthday. Everyone will accept this.
देखिए मैंने जब पहली बार बाबा को झंडा लहराते देखा था.
In the beginning, when I for the first time saw Baba hoisting the flag, for the very first time Baba hoisted the flag in Om Shanti Bhavan,
मन आनंद से भर गया.
Mind was completely filled with enthusiasm. Today once again we have the opportunity to look at the same scene. The one who will be sitting in the front, Baba is going to give drishti to them, and therefore you will not create the thought that you are not on the stage. And then Baba had said, one day, the day will come that Baba's flag will be hoisted in everyone's heart. And in Bharat, the flag was hoisted in each one's home. You will all pay attention to the secret. On one whose home Baba's flag is being hoisted, the vibrations are spread towards all the directions. There may be evil spirits, stumbling souls, and there will be a canopy of protection when you have hoisted Baba's flag on top of your home. So it is not a small thing. Today we are going to celebrate Baba's birthday. The worldly people do not celebrate as the birthday of Shiva, but they celebrate it as the night of Shiva. There are many festivals like Shiv Jayanti, Diwali, the festival of Rakhi, etc. God Himself incarnates, and today we are celebrating His 81st Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. The one who will give gift to Shiv Baba on the birthday of Shiv Baba, please raise your hand. Baba also has come to give you all the gifts, and everyone becomes happy to take gifts. We will give gift to Baba. We will give the gift of those things which has become obstruction in our life, which is stopping from making spiritual endeavors. Ak flower is offered to Shiv Baba. Today we will offer thorns, ak flowers, the weaknesses, the deficiencies. We will take drishti from Baba, and the whole hall will be filled with His elevated vibrations. It is a very, very beautiful moment for a very long time. For hours together, we will be sitting in front of God. We are sitting beyond imagination. We will fill our life with love. Baba has given us a lot of love, but we also have to be filled with love. So we have to give gift to Baba. Many a times Baba has asked us for the gift. Baba said, give me the gift of anger. And for Baba's children, to give this gift is very easy. You may be all happy, and I would ask this in the gathering. The one who belongs to Baba and who has renounced anger, please raise your hand.
Very good. Congratulations.
So congratulations for this on the birthday of Shiv Baba. You have to make your attitude very peaceful. When there is anger, the bad energy is spread everywhere. The doors of bad energy is open when we come in anger, and it starts entering us. And when our attitude becomes cool, we will be connected with godly power and deity power, and we get spiritual energy and spiritual power. We have to make our attitude cool and peaceful. Your presence itself is a big contribution in Baba's task. Many have the habit of creating negative thoughts. That has to be donated to Baba. The one who is living in tension, they have to donate their tension to Baba. The mind becomes upset in trivial matters, that gift has to be given to Baba. There may be bad vibrations in someone's mind, that gift has to be given to Baba. If we have revenge on others, then that has to be given to Baba. If there are anything else where it has become obstruction in your life, that all should be given to Baba today.
उसकी टीम के लिए बहुत कष्टदायी होता है। आज किसी
एनी बैड राइट्स
बाबा को गिफ्ट दे दें,
विल स्प्रेड अनहैप्पीनेस इन होम, इन फैमिली, इन रिलेशनशिप्स, इन कॉन्टेक्ट्स एंड कनेक्शंस वी कम। So today Baba will accept your gift. We just have to replace and we have to take blessings from Baba. We have to give bad things as gift to Baba and together we have to create a pot. With good wishes we have to fill blessings within ourselves. We have to change hatred into love. Will you all give the gift? Because everyone becomes happy while taking gift. We also have to give gift to Baba and Baba becomes happy. Now we will invoke Baba. We will invoke Baba in two ways. On one side, we will invite Shiv Baba alone and on the other side, we will invite Baba Dada. With light of love, we will invite him to come. And both of these practice, we will enjoy. Now we will take our intellect towards the Supreme Abode. We will go beyond the sky. We will satisfy ourselves, we will visualize the great light, the sun of knowledge, his infinite rays are being spread in the entire Brahma element. We will invite him with lot of love. Oh, the one who has given me life. Oh, my God friend. Oh, the almighty authority, the ocean of love. Leave your land and come down. Accept our invitation. And on our invitation, Almighty Authority descends with the bright infinite rays spreading in all the directions. He has come in front of our eyes. The rays of the Sun of Knowledge is being falling on us.
बाबा वापिस अपने धाम फिर से निमंत्रण देंगे।
बाबा गोस बैक टू हिज अबोड
अपना धाम
एंड वंस अगेन वी विल इनवाइट हिम। लीव योर थ्रोन एंड कम डाउन टू अस।
फिर से शिव बाबा नीचे उतरने लगे।
Once again Shiv Baba started descending. He has come to the subtle world.
उनके कार्य करने का कार्य क्षेत्र एक सुंदर प्लेटफॉर्म, ब्रह्मा बाबा विराजमान उनके तन में पर
ब्रह्मा बाबा इज सीटेड एंड शिव बाबा हैज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल प्लेटफॉर्म शिव ब्रह्मा बाबा बॉडी.
अब दोनों नीचे आ रहे हैं.
नाउ बोथ आर कमिंग डाउन वाया द स्काई.
अति तेजस्वी फरिश्ता,
वेरी ब्राइट एंजल्स, द पावरफुल रेस ऑफ देम इज बीइंग स्प्रेड एवरीवेयर.
आ गए हमारे सामने.
He has come in front of us.
दृष्टि दे रहे हैं.
He is giving दृष्टि.
जी भर के उनसे दृष्टि ले लें.
Now take complete दृष्टि from him.
और गिफ्ट दे दें आज की उनको.
एंड टुडे वी विल गिव हिम द गिफ्ट.
गिफ्ट स्वीकार करके बाबा ने अपना वरदानी
बाबा एक्सेप्टेड द गिफ्ट एंड ही प्लेस्ड हिज हैंड ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स ऑन माय हेड.
उनके हाथ से पावरफुल तरंगे मुझ में,
पावरफुल रेज आर एमिटिंग फ्रॉम हिज हैंड ऑन माई हेड.
और बाबा दृष्टि देते हुए लोप हो
गए. एंड व्हाइल गिविंग दृष्टि बाबा डिसअपीयर्ड.
ये दोनों ही अभ्यास बहुत सुंदर
हैं. दीज आर द टू प्रैक्टिसेस विच आर वेरी ब्यूटीफुल.
रोज अनुभव कर सकेंगे.
एवरी डे वी कैन हैव द एक्सपीरियंसेस ऑफ बाबास मीटिंग.
कम से कम एक बार.
एवरी डे मीन्स एटलीस्ट वंस अ डे.
6 बजे तक बहुत सुंदर समय होता है प्रभु मिलन का.
From early morning 4 to 6 a.m. is a very beautiful moment to experience this. We go to the subtle world, we will see ourselves in front of Bab Dada and we will also visualize Baba's hand being placed on my head. We have to take drishti from Baba. And every day we have to give drishti to the world. Let everyone be benefited with this thought. Let everyone be free from sorrow with this thought. Let everyone receive divine intellect from this thought. And let everyone be free from obstacles with this thought. So we have to create elevated thoughts. This is not an ordinary simple thing. A very elevated thing. And at home, we can experience doing service through the mind. Baba has reminded us the first remembrance.
Tum sadharan nahi ho.
You are not ordinary.
Drishti ki mahan atma.
You are great souls of the world. Think this for a while. In whichever town or village you have come from, Baba's eyes fell on you. There may be 10-20,000 population. Baba found only few who is of Baba's use. So So we will clear a thought that from those 20,000 population, Baba selected me. And Baba thought that this one will help me in my task. This one will become the world benefactor. The one who are elevated effort makers, they also have to listen.
Baba Vatan se roj kam se kam ek baar savere ke samay hare ke paas.
Baba every day only in the morning reaches each one, gives drishti and gives power and solves the problem. And those who are Baba's invaluable jewels, even amongst the Brahmins, those who are invaluable jewels, for them Baba has said, many a times in a day Baba looks at them as what he is doing, in what stage they are. There will be a good feeling. Everything will change. Even if we are having a little irritation, we will remember Baba has said how he may be feeling when looking at the great soul coming under irritation. Baba has reminded us as you are great souls. We will all think about this. The more we consider ourselves to be great, the more we become great. So this is the secret. And if we think that I want to become great, then we will become great. Then we will also have to think that I am God's selected soul. I am great. A very simple method I am keeping in front of you all. 10 things of self-respect you have to note down. One example is being given. The first self-respect which we have to discuss and write it down. Silently you will have to work. I am a great soul. Second time we have to read this self-respect. And it is truth that I am a great soul. Third time again we have to read. I have taken many births in deity clan. I am the great soul of the deity clan. The fourth self-respect. God Himself has come to teach us. And it is truth that I am a great soul. And this self-respect has to go into the self-consciousness. Greatness will emerge. For some moment we will sit in this deep feeling. We will imbibe all this self-respect within ourselves. Look at yourself in the center of the forehead, a very bright shining star, a soul. Create a thought. I am a great soul on this earth.
Yahi satya hai ki main dev.
And this is the truth. that I am the great soul of the deity clan.
Swayam Bhagwan ki nazar mujh par padi hai.
God's vision has directly fell on me. He himself has said, you are great. I am a great soul.
Om Shanti. Bas dhyan itna denge.
We have to pay this much of attention.
Inner conscience isko reject na kare.
The inner consciousness should not reject this. I think I am a great soul, and the sounds come from within. You are not great. There is this weakness, this deficiency. So morning you don't get up, evening you don't have yoga, sometimes you don't make effort. You create negative thoughts, so from where are you great? But God has not said this. We have to accept and no rejection. And this becomes the life. And the imprint of being greatness will be imprinted in our heart. And everyone around us will look at with this vision. And second good remembrance, you are the same. The one who is being worshipped in the temples. It is a higher consciousness. Make your consciousness higher, higher and higher. I am the same, the one who is being worshipped in the temple. Baba has made us such a great soul. Sometimes I do think, at the confluence age, Baba made us so worthy. Baba has taken our spiritual level so higher. We have to take care of heaven. And being a special deity, we protect many souls, we fulfill their desires, we shower them with blessings, and so we become so great, and Baba also makes us a great soul, and so we have to thank him from the bottom of our heart. We have to merge in his remembrance. I am a special deity. I am a special deity. We have to increase this feeling. Not thinking much, Baba has taught us the practice of five forms that we have to practice from morning till night. And we will have our elevated remembrances, and bad remembrances will automatically go away. The enmity will finish, negative thoughts will finish, and every morning we will get up with a good feeling. Every day in the morning we have to create the thought, everyone are my good friend. With whomever you may be having enmity, you don't feel that one as your friend. Wake up early in the morning and look at with this attitude early in the morning that this one is my good friend. There is some karmic accounts that will be settled, but the soul is the good friend of the soul. His vision will also automatically change. So we have to make our remembrances elevated. We shouldn't think about the past, and we should not worry about the future. We have to make our present potential.
पास्ट को वर्तमान की परछाई न बनने दें.
वी शुडंट मेक द पास्ट एज द शैडो ऑफ द प्रेजेंट.
स्वीकार न कर.
वी शुडंट मेक द प्रेजेंट टेस्टलेस.
मिलन का सुंदर समय.
सो नाउ वी विल एक्सपीरियंस द ब्यूटिफुल मोमेंट ऑफ मीटिंग बाप दादा. We will look at our fortune.
हम सभी अपने अंदर बहुत बहुत ज्यादा खुशी की महसूस.
We will create more and more realization of happiness. Everyone along with me will create a thought. No one is fortunate like me.
जिनका रह गया वो करेंगे deeply. ताली नहीं बजाएंगे.
Very deeply you will practice this.
जैसा भाग्यवान.
No one is fortunate like me. In all the four ages, I am the fortunate one because God Himself is coming to meet me. Baba is coming to awaken the fortune of mine which was slept. Baba is coming to remove my sorrow, remove my worry.
मुझे अपना प्यार देने.
बाबा इज कमिंग टू गिव हिज लव टू मी.
सुंदर संकल्पों के साथ इस सभा में बैठे.
वी विल सिट इन दिस गैदरिंग विद दिस ब्यूटिफुल थॉट्स.
समीप आ रहा है.
द टाइम ऑफ मीटिंग बाप दादा इज कमिंग क्लोज.
प्रारंभ करें.
फ्रॉम नाउ वी विल हैव द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ मीटिंग बाप दादा.
सुना देता हूँ.
आई विल शेयर टू प्रैक्टिस अंटिल बाप दादा कम्स.
जो अभ्यास हमने यहाँ कराए. कभी शिव बाबा का आह्वान.
वी हैव प्रैक्टिस्ड प्रीवियसली. समटाइम्स वी विल इनवोक शिव बाबा. समटाइम्स बाप दादा. एंड समटाइम्स वी विल एक्सपीरियंस बाबाज रेज फॉलिंग ऑन मी.
पवित्र.
एंड समटाइम्स हिज प्योर वाइब्रेशंस आर बीइंग अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन मी.
एक मिनट. दो मिनट.
फॉर वन मिनट. टू मिनट. वी विल एक्सपीरियंस दिस. देन हिज पावर is also being absorbed in me and then I am receiving his peaceful vibrations in a form of a fountain.
मेरे ऊपर बरसात हो रही है. इस पर कंसंट्रेट करेंगे.
So we will concentrate on this. We will have to pay much attention. From now we will create this beautiful thought. We will create the thought of सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट.
संकल्प और ये अभ्यास. भले ही आप बहुत देर से बैठे हैं, कुछ लोग उठना भी चाहेंगे.
सम आर सिटिंग फ्रॉम वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम एंड सम दे वांट टू गेट अप फ्रॉम हियर. सो यू विल ऑल गेट अप बट वेरी साइलेंटली. अदरवाइज वी विल सिट इन द सेम प्लेस एंड एक्सपीरियंस.
आप समझ लेना आधा मिनट दादी को बैठे हुआ और बाबा आ गए.
Half an hour Dadi will sit and conduct meditation and then Baba will come. Baba will have his drishti on each one. With his drishti, extreme powerful vibrations will reach everyone. And the one who will stabilize their mind on Baba, Baba's love and Baba's drishti will be absorbed. Almighty authority is sitting in the front. The vibrations of the Sun of Knowledge is being spread everywhere in the hall and wherever Baba's children in the entire world are sitting, they are also accepting it. And the one who focuses on Baba, everybody gets his drishti. Sometimes 20 minutes, 25 minutes, half an hour, Baba will be giving drishti and we will enjoy taking Baba's drishti. We will enjoy taking the drishti of Supreme Sadguru. Many a times I have been practicing this, I have been getting the feedback. Somebody had a thought while giving drishti, Baba, I have more obstacles. Then now I am becoming free from obstacles. By taking your drishti, I am getting liberated from all obstacles and you will definitely get liberated from it. It isn't that Baba, please destroy my obstacles, I'm having lot of obstacles. Baba says you have created and therefore you have to destroy. Baba wants to make us powerful so that we can destroy the obstacles of the world. Any diseases is disturbing you. You are getting drishti from Baba. You create a thought. By taking the powerful drishti and vibrations from Baba, my diseases are gone. If you have enmity with anyone, even for this have a beautiful thought, I received Baba's drishti, we both have become friends today. We have become one another's friend. So we will create a thought with the determination and that only will you receive. A very good power of concentration is needed at the time of Baba giving drishti. When Baba is giving drishti on one side, the other side who are sitting should not sit and wait. And if we become very worthy, then we will attract Baba's drishti. We will take the enjoyment of drishti. Baba speaks the supreme versions. We will select one point from Baba's version. Today Baba has said this. Baba has not said for all, but Baba has said to me, and from today this will be my life, this will be my practice, this will be my inculcation. Then Baba is offered bhog. We will enjoy every scene. We will look God performing divine act. And we will make our life fortunate. We will enjoy our life. We will liberate all bad things. We will surrender everything to Baba and we will be absorbed in Baba's love. Now, we will absorb ourselves in Baba's love, the one who has given us this new life. We will now absorb ourselves in His love, in His remembrance, the one who has given us true knowledge and enlightened us, the one who has made our attitude elevated. We will visualize that we, the souls, are with Baba in the Supreme Abode. We will accept His powerful vibrations. He is up above and I am down below here.